This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The White House says President Joe Biden on Thursday will present a six-pronged strategy intended to fight the spread of the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant and to increase U.S. COVID-19 vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Wednesday that Biden would announce some new elements in America's fight against COVID-19.
We want to be specific about what we're trying to accomplish in this moment and what these six steps will do. We know that increasing vaccinations will stop the spread of the pandemic, will get the pandemic under control, will return people to normal life. That's what our objective is. So we want to be specific about what we're trying to achieve.
The United States, which leads the world in COVID-19 cases and deaths, is struggling to stem a wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, even as officials try to persuade Americans who have resisted vaccination to get the shots. The head of the World Health Organization is calling on rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to refrain from offering booster shots through the end of the year, expanding a call that has largely fallen on deaf ears. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that countries with large supplies of the shots should wait and help poorer countries get their vaccination campaigns going.
High-income countries have promised to donate more than a billion doses, but less than 15% of those doses have been materialized.
Tedros said that he was appalled at comments by pharmaceutical manufacturers who said vaccine supplies are high enough to allow for booster shots and vaccinations in countries in dire need of them, but facing shortages. The United States and other nations have already begun some vaccine booster shots for vulnerable people. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't commenting on security measures for the Capitol next weekend, but the Associated Press has learned that perimeter fencing is going back up. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
An inside source tells the Associated Press there are plans to have fencing installed again around the Capitol and the Supreme Court building, with the potential for violence brewing during a September 18th protest rally. Police say they have reports members of far-right extremist groups will be there to support the people arrested for attacking the Capitol on January 6th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remembering
the horror, the defecation, the physical violence, the crudeness of it all.
And for their supporters later this month,
we intend to have the integrity of the Capitol be intact.
Lawmakers are to be taking part in security briefings over the coming days. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A UN-sponsored high-level ministerial meeting on Afghanistan next week will seek to raise more than $600 million to provide life-saving humanitarian assistance for nearly 11 million people until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Food Program reports one in three people in Afghanistan is going hungry. WFP spokesman Thompson Theory says the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the country will worsen during the fast approaching winter season. He says WFP is racing to preposition food before the snow cuts off access to large areas of the country.
We have called for resources and we are urgently requiring $200 million to assist 14 million people between now and the end of 2021.
The UN assures international donors none of their money will end up in government hands. UN officials say all money is channeled to implementing agencies on the ground who will put it to good use. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of America's biggest monuments to the Confederacy has been taken down. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For more than a century, a 21-foot statue of General Robert E. Lee towered over Virginia's capital city, which also served as the Confederacy's capital. This morning, a crowd of hundreds cheered as workers in Richmond removed the statue from its giant pedestal. Governor Ralph Northam ordered last summer that the statue come down after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, but the removal was tied up in courts until a recent ruling cleared the way. Four other Confederate statues along what's known as Monument Avenue were removed last year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.